Okay, let's do this. Hey guys, this is Janelle Summers, and this is the team call, the team hardcore call. It is Thursday, May 21st, and the topic tonight is going to be balancing work and life. It's a big topic. It's something that a lot of us coaches struggle with because this is one of those businesses where typically you're working it alongside of a very, very busy life, whether you're a stay-at-home parent or you work full-time and maybe even have a couple of jobs, or you're a full-time student. It's really not usually easy for anyone, and so it's a bit of a struggle. And so you have to learn a few tips that make it a little bit more manageable, and I've got those tips for you tonight. So I'm excited to go over that. And just real quick, I wanted to mention, of course, you have a week and a few days to still make Success Club. So let's see, I think the last day of the month is next weekend, Saturday or Sunday. I'm thinking it's Sunday, next weekend. So you have through this weekend and then through till next weekend, the last day of the month, midnight Eastern Standard Time, to achieve at least 5 Success Club points if you're going to make Success Club. And that's actually plenty of time if you really get focused. Like after this call, go through your list and just start connecting. Make a commitment to yourself to connect with 10 people before you go to bed each night. And honestly, it can be so quick to connect with 10 people. You can do it straight from your phone, right on Facebook, a quick message, hey, how are you? How's work? How are the kids? Just connecting with people. It will shock you how many people are ready to make a change or are maybe already doing a Beachbody program and you didn't even realize it, or have just suddenly got on to a health and fitness kick without you even knowing, because they're just doing their workouts in their basement and didn't obviously make an announcement to anybody, because most people don't. So it might surprise you. So just making those connections every night, and then obviously being consistent with your posts and being consistent with getting yourself results. If you look at any of the coaches who are building their businesses very consistently and doing well, they're usually getting results and showing that they're getting results. So that takes digging deep and having some courage to post about that. And it also takes, obviously, discipline to get the results. So the other thing I wanted to mention is that obviously we're in a really exciting time right now. We've got Summit coming up. We've got a new performance line that's going to be launched with the supplements. We've got Sean T's size that'll be launched at Summit. So very exciting time. And, you know, for those of you that are new to the business, this is, you know, the time where you just want to be making those connections and start making your lists of everyone you know and people that are interested in challenge groups and possibly the business. So with that, I want to go ahead and get started. Oh, one other thing I want to mention, JanelleSummers.com, that's my blog / training site, and you can log into that. Write this down. The username is Team Hardcore, all one word, all lowercase, and the password is fitness. And the reason I mention it is because we're doing some updates right now, and if you click on New Coaches Start Here, so first you click on training, and then you click on New Coaches Start Here, you'll see the two trainings that I start all of my new coaches off with. They're right there and very easy to find now, and then there's going to be a whole bunch of other stuff that new coaches should know that's going to be added there. That is in the works right now. I've already provided all that content, so that's going to be loaded in very soon. So that's going to be exciting stuff about placement, lots of questions, you know, questions that and scripts and things that new coaches need to know. So that's for everyone, so that when you bring a new coach on board, you feel comfortable giving them some starter trainings and having them plug into some training. And the stuff that's on that site already, if you go to trainings and then audio training, the stuff that's on there is more information than anyone would need to get to 15-star diamond. So you have to feel confident in presenting this business opportunity to people, even though you may not have that success yet because you're newer in the business or because you haven't had a chance to be consistent with your business yet, doesn't mean that someone else can't be. They may have more fire in their gut to work this business, or they may have more more of a need or be living a situation that they need to get out of, where they're going to take this and really run with that. And so you have to, you know, believe in other people and realize that you have tools that you can plug them into and trainings that you can plug them into. And I always say, when it comes to Success Club, it's not about, you know, trying to make that sale. It's always about connecting with other people, helping them with their fitness goals, but also helping people start their own fitness business, where maybe in 2 to 3 years they can quit their full-time job, and or maybe, you know, retire their husband or pay off their debt or pay off the house or whatever it is that they've been wanting to do. Okay, so I'll get into the meat of the subject, which is balancing work and life. And like I said, this is a tough one, and I just want to say, before I started this business, in case you don't know my story, I was working a full-time job, and I was actually working a secondary job at the same time. And I was working probably 60, 70 hours a week, around the clock, definitely 7 days a week. And on top of that, obviously being a mom, first and foremost, and being a wife, and teaching fitness classes every day. Well, not every day. I should say about 5 times a week. I also taught fitness classes on top of my full-time job and a secondary job and being a mom and wife. It was crazy nuts. But that's kind of my weakness, I should say, is I can be a workaholic and take on everything and anything and be that kind of person that's like, I can do it all. I can do it all myself. I can do everything. Anything anyone asks me to do, I'll be the hero. I'll step right in and I'll do it, right? So I'm sure some of you are shaking your heads going, yep, that's me. That's me. That was me. And so when I heard about this business and my sister Shalene was the one that told me about it, I thought, I can't. This is one thing I cannot do. I cannot start this business. I don't have time. I don't have a free minute in my schedule at all. And, you know, part of me was saying that because I was afraid of the business. I didn't know what it was. I didn't understand it. We usually don't like things we don't understand. And I wasn't sure that it was something I would be a good fit for. I didn't really see myself as someone that would be into network marketing or that kind of a business. I definitely have never done sales, and I thought, oh, it's probably about sales. So for a lot of reasons, I just kind of was like, no, not for me. You know, I don't have time. It's not a good fit for me, et cetera, et cetera. So I want you to realize that, because that is the same type of reaction that you're going to get from a lot of the people you're talking to, and they may be absolutely perfect for this. They just don't know it yet. And so there's a whole bunch of barriers that really have to come down that we as people have built up. I had built up all these barriers, like I said, based on preconceived notions. I had this barrier up that I didn't have enough time. I had this, and that I was stuck in the situation I was in, that I had to work these two jobs, and I had to teach classes every day, and I had to do all the things I was doing. I had that preconceived notion. I didn't have any choice. I felt stuck, even though it's not true. We're not stuck. But realize the people you're talking to have those same types of feelings. And that a lot of the people that are absolutely perfect for this business are busy people, because they are go-getters and they like to help other people and they're people pleasers. So the other part of that is obviously you may be one of those people. And so if you are one of those people, you may still be in that vicious cycle of trying to do too much, trying to do it all, trying to do it all yourself, trying to be it all. And there's a huge imbalance there. And your family is feeling the pull, and you're feeling it, and it's not leaving a good feeling for you. And that can be a real struggle in your business, and that can really be a sticking point. It definitely can be a point where coaches fall off. And by fall off, I mean they either say, look, I'm not going to work the business anymore, or they just cancel. They just quit. They just give up instead of really troubleshooting the problems and going, okay, other people have done this. How can I work smarter, not harder, but work smarter? And so my first tip in finding a better work-life balance is to make some sacrifices and tough decisions. So write that down. First tip is to make some sacrifices and tough decisions. And what I mean by that is that when you're first starting the business, it's definitely the toughest time. I always say your first 6 months to a year are your toughest, because you don't really have your momentum yet. You haven't quite figured out your niche yet. You don't quite have your systems in place yet. There's lots that hasn't happened yet. And so And it's also more difficult because you're trying to fit this in on top of a whole bunch of other things. So one thing that's going to expedite your success is when you make a final decision to invest more time into your business instead of trying to find and create that time. And so what I had to do, just as an example, is I had to give up that secondary job. And that was a very tough decision because that was a paycheck every week. It wasn't as much as my full-time job, but it certainly was a paycheck, and Beachbody wasn't paying me yet. I wasn't making good money with Beachbody yet. So here I was, you know, going to be spending my time on something that I knew very well was not going to be paying me back anytime soon, the Beachbody business. I knew that. But I believed in the business enough to make that decision. I believed in myself enough to make that decision. I took that leap of faith. I had to. I knew that if I didn't, I would be stuck in that same vicious cycle that I had been in for years and learned to just accept. I just thought this is the way it's got to be. You know, you work. You hope that you don't have any big, huge expenses that you're not expecting, which, as we all know, we all do. And you try and get by. And I just thought, this is the way life needs to be. I kept thinking, you know, I'm not like my sister. I don't want to, you know, be in infomercials or be in, you know, this celebrity fitness person, even though I love fitness and it's always been my passion. I didn't want to be in the spotlight. So I thought, so this is what I have to do. I need to work, you know, a couple jobs and be extremely busy and stressed out. It doesn't have to be that way. And when I realized what this business was about and I realized the true potential in it, I knew I needed to make some sacrifices and tough decisions so that I could invest more time in it. And it wasn't necessarily even time. It was mental energy. Because I know some of you are thinking, well, I really do have, you know, time to do this, that, and the other thing. And I think I can do it all. And sometimes you've got the actual minutes and an hour here or there to do things, but you don't have the mental energy sometimes. Hopefully you know what I mean by that. But you just, you are to the point sometimes where you just, you know, you need to message some people and pick them up and hear their struggles and cheer them on. And you just aren't feeling it. Because you're exhausted and you're stressed. And it's often because you really are taking on more in your life than you really need to. So you have to take a hard look at all those things that you're doing that you maybe don't have to do, that you could be putting that mental energy and time into your business. And so by quitting that secondary job, I was able to, it freed up my weekends a little bit. It freed up about 10 to 15 hours of my time on the weekends, which still wasn't much. I still had, you know, my full-time job, but it was something. It was something to start with, and it was a huge relief, but it was definitely a decision my husband and I had to make. He had to be on board with that too, obviously. It was going to be a cut and pay for us. The other thing was, you know, my sister had asked me to be in some, you know, Turbo Kick videos, and that was something I'd been doing on a regular basis, and I cut back on that, and I also cut, and you know, a lot of people are like, oh, being in videos, that must help your business. No, I knew by the time I even booked my flight and hotel, I could have helped 10 people. So no, it wasn't something that was moving my business forward. You know, people don't join you because, you know, you're famous. They join you because they're able to talk to you and relate to you and communicate with you, and they feel like they're going to be supported by you. And so I, you know, turned down a lot of really great and fun opportunities, but it was because this business meant so much to me. And the other thing was I had to make some tough decisions to invest some money. And I pause there because there are some coaches I know who I think are struggling to do that because they don't feel like they're making enough money yet to do it. And I just have to say, I mean, it's true that sometimes you have to spend a little money to make some money. And there's no doubt about it, I had to do that. And maybe some of you are listening and going, well, I found a way around it, and that's awesome if you did. But I personally think if you want to build this business, you know, you're going to have to invest a little bit of money, and it will pay back. It will pay back and return tenfold if you do it right and if you are smart about it and if you continually tweak what's not working. One of the things I did, obviously, as most of you know, is I hired an assistant. And again, this was a tough decision. I did not want to. My sister was like, you've got to. You're working full time. You know, you need time to be a mom and a wife. And there's certain things about your coaching business that you probably could have someone else doing. And she was right. There were, but I kept thinking, because I'm very stubborn. I'm very much an independent worker. I kept thinking, but I can do it. I can do it all. I just need to do this. I just need to do that. It can't be that tough. But the truth was, even if I found the time, I didn't have the mental energy to do certain tasks that I definitely could be paying someone else to do that were just, you know, not a big deal tasks that really you could pay a high schooler, or there are certain tasks you'd even pay a 14-year-old. There are, you know, definitely things that, you know, you could have someone that's in college and you know, working for 10 hours a week, you know, working for you, doing something. Someone that's interested in fitness, treating it as something they can put on their resume. So that was a tough decision to hire an assistant for 10 hours a week when my business was not making money yet. But here's the good news. That decision to hire someone and bring someone else into the mix made me get organized. It forced me to get organized because, first of all, I had to do a job description. That meant I needed to brainstorm everything that I needed to do in my business. And that alone took me time to figure out, like, what am I supposed to be doing? You know, I kind of scramble each day. And so it really forced me to get very organized and get very systematic about things, because I knew I couldn't just hire an assistant and say, you know, each day I'll just kind of wing it and tell you what I need to have done. Well, that doesn't work. I have my former career with human resources management, and one of the things I used to have to do was develop job descriptions for Domino's Pizza headquarters and analyze the compensation and the pay range for different positions. And so I knew how to write a job description, so I had to do that, and that forced me to get organized so that I knew how to direct my assistant. And now Mindy Wender, if you go to our Coach Success Facebook page, she has posted about this before. Her assistant, Mindy Wender's assistant, is, as you all know, she's 15-star diamond, good friend of mine, one of our top coaches. She has an assistant that will train assistants on what to do for your coach in the business. So let's say you have an assistant you want to hire, you could send them to her and she can train them. How awesome is that? And so the other thing with making sacrifices and tough decisions is that you just have to learn to say no more often. And it might only be temporary. It might only be for a year or two or maybe 3 years where something that you normally do, you might have to give up. I know, like I said, when I was starting the business and working full-time, and by the way, I was working full-time for 2 years while I was building my business, 2 years working a full-time job. And I really had to learn to say no to some things, and I really had to put some things on the back burner. For example, we had just moved into a new house. And we needed to furnish it, and we needed to do some painting, and we needed to, you know, do lots of little projects. In fact, we didn't even really unpack. I mean, my husband was really doing everything because my every spare minute was working on my business. And I love to decorate and do all these things, but I said, you know, I can't. I've got to stay focused. So I put some very important things that I would normally focus on the back burner so that I could get this business up and running. It's not going to be like that forever. My life now is so different. I have so much flexibility in my schedule. It's amazing. Matt and I both now, you know, obviously we've been retired from our full-time jobs. Both of us stay-at-home parents. I mean, you know, we can go to the cottage for the day. You know, recently we had a family emergency that lasted a good 3 weeks, and we were able to completely help everyone out and just make a big impact on the family's life. And that was just an amazing thing. That's just such a gift to be able to do that. And it's only because of this business. And so what I'm saying is, in the beginning, it is tough, and you do have to try and find ways to manage that stress and to manage your time better and to find a better balance. But there's a light at the end of the tunnel, because once the business is to the point where you can financially, you don't need to take on any of these other things, and you don't need to, you know, maybe you can retire your husband, or you can retire your full-time job, or whatever it may be, you get more flexibility in your life. And it's amazing, amazing. But you do have to be able to say no more often. And you do have to be willing to invest money in your business. And that's another part of the tough decisions piece, still in that first tip, is that, you know, placing a Facebook ad, You know, maybe buying some new workout clothes for your pitchers, maybe some new workout shoes, maybe a new colorful pretty mat for your videos. You know, there's little things that you can do that make a difference with your pictures and your Facebook ads and your videos and your website. You can, one thing for sure that I had to do, which was a tough decision, is I was a huge Android fan. And Shalane kept saying, well, you can't do this and you can't do that because you don't have an iPhone. And she kept getting at me about that. And I was like, I don't want to change. Again, I'm very stubborn. Finally, I wasn't due for an upgrade, so I think I had to pay $300, $400, $500, $600 or something for my iPhone. But oh my goodness, what a huge difference that made once I had my iPhone. And I don't know if it's such a difference now, but the apps I was able to use and use iMovie to make my videos so much faster than making the videos I was doing on my PC. Oh my goodness, I can't even tell you. It saved me so much time, and your time is valuable. It is money right there. So just realize that sometimes, you know, these tough decisions will pay off. You have to be all in. You have to be committed. Okay, tip number two, and this will be shorter, is to get some help. Get some help. Make things a little bit easier on yourself by co-hosting things with other coaches. They don't necessarily have to be on your team, but maybe you're co-hosting challenge groups. Maybe you're co-hosting a new coach training for your new coaches. Maybe you're teaming up with another coach to develop a particular training that each of you are going to offer to your teams. But teaming up and co-hosting things, each of those can be different things, is an excellent idea. And it might be with one other coach, it might be with two other coaches, but there are definitely a lot of coaches on my team right now who have teamed up with other coaches and are having amazing success at putting their heads together and doing push to diamond groups or doing new rank in the bank groups or co-hosting challenge groups or just brainstorming different things. Definitely, definitely a time saver for you. The other thing with getting help is, I kind of already mentioned this, but hiring an assistant. And it might just be 5 hours a week. It might be 10 hours a week. It might be someone who can come over, while your child is napping and just, to make sure that you can have a good solid 2 hours to work on your business during that time, whatever it may be. Maybe it's just someone to clean your home, things that maybe you haven't considered in the past. But maybe in the past, you didn't have an opportunity in front of you with a business that can make 6 to 7 figures in 2 to 3 years, right? Maybe you didn't have that opportunity now. So you've got a huge opportunity in front of you, and, some people are going to give up. A lot of people are going to give up. They're going to say, I don't believe I can do it. I don't believe that I can make this happen, and they're going to give up. And other people are going to go, I'm going to make this work, and I'm going to do something kind of crazy. I'm going to hire an assistant, or I'm going to do this. And those things really help you get more committed. The other thing is just getting project help, like on Elance.com. Again, that's Elance, E-L-A-N-C-E, Elance.com. A lot of you have heard me talk about this before, but that is a site. You go on there and you create an account, and you can just post a job that you need to have done. I usually do it where I ask for bids that are a flat fee. And so, for example, my Foodspiration ebook that you can see on JanelleSummers.com, I hired someone on Elance to do that. So I went on Elance.com. I said, I just need someone to compile all of my Instagram photos of food, the last, I think it was 50 to 100 photos, and I need you to put all of the captions in to the captions and the pictures into an ebook and categorize the ebook by, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and desserts. And what happens is you get a whole bunch of bids for that job, and I asked for a flat fee for the job. And then you look through their reviews and you determine who you want to hire for the job. And the money goes in escrow, and then you actually aren't paying the person until you're fully satisfied with the job. So one of my friends had someone kind of duplicate my website, and I think she paid someone on Elance $100 or something, whereas I paid, quite a bit more than that. I mean, there's just little things you can do, ebooks, PDFs. We just a couple weeks ago had Erin Sanderson speak on the topic of doing freemiums. And if you're doing a freemium that where you're going to have some graphics in there and you want to make it look professional, that's definitely something where you can just hire someone on Elance to do that for you. And it, you can get these done so inexpensively. It is crazy, crazy, crazy. That's where I had, what was it? Oh, I didn't have my logo done on there. But that's definitely something you can do is have hire someone on Elance to do your logo. So number three, tip number three is to have systems. And Anita Myron the other week talked about this as well, but having systems in your business is really key to being able to do more in less time. And so one of the things you can do as far as having systems is having a document of scripts that you use. So things that you commonly say when someone's interested in a challenge group, things that you commonly say when someone initially wants more information about coaching. Something that you normally say when someone asks you what Shakeology is, scripts that you can use. And the second thing is to have posts that you have saved. So when you compose a post, at least what I do is I compose the post within my memo in my phone, and that way I always have it. And when I need to post something real quick and I don't really have any more than 2 minutes to post it, I can go skim through my previous post in my memo, find one that I like and can change up a little bit and kind of fits my picture that I'm going to use, and boom, I've got a whole new post. So being able to recycle content because you've saved post captions in your memo within your phone. Same goes for number three is recycling pictures. You might have a picture that you used, a year ago, and now you can repost it in black and white. And maybe you zoom in on it, or maybe you zoom out on it. But recycling some of those pictures so that you're not every day having to create a whole new, set of three new pictures that you're going to post. But definitely using your time wisely and recycling some information. Don't worry, not everyone has seen everything you've ever posted. And if they have, they're probably on social media a little too much. Number four, calendar planning. Make sure that with your systems that you're doing, so this is still on the topic of creating systems, creating a calendar system. So maybe you offer a free clean eating group at the beginning of every month, and maybe by the second week of every month is when you start your challenge group. Maybe it's a 21-day challenge group. But having a system in place, and maybe once every week on Mondays you post about the business opportunity, and once every week on Wednesdays you post about a challenge group. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday you post about a challenge group. But have some things in a calendar so that you don't, each day when it's time to work your Beachbody business, you don't go, what should I do? Where do I begin? And here you've got an hour of time to spend, and it needs to be effective. And what you can end up doing is getting on Facebook and just scrolling the newsfeed, and before you know it, time's up. One thing for sure, do not scroll the newsfeed. I don't scroll the newsfeed. I very rarely see anything that my friends or family members have posted because I do not scroll the newsfeed. It's dangerous. Because your time can just be completely consumed by that, and definitely it flies right by. So when I go on Facebook, I immediately get to the things I need to get to, which are my groups, and I might search, someone. If I know I need to go to their wall and see what they're up to that day, I might do that, but I'm not just going to scroll the newsfeed. My rule of thumb is to comment or like on what immediately pops up. So if you have seen that I've commented or liked on something that any of you have posted, it's because it immediately popped up when I logged in. I definitely, if I see anything posted by any of my friends or coaches, I'm liking on that and commenting on that for sure, because I want to help you out. I want your post to get some more newsfeeds. But don't just scroll the newsfeed. And then the last tip that is falling under systems is to duplicate my systems. Anything that I'm doing that you can use and make it work for you, by all means, do that. Definitely, as you're bringing new coaches onto your team, plug them into my Janelle Summers training site. I didn't have that until just like, maybe 2 years ago, and I've been doing this business over 6 years. So I'm not expecting that you would have a training site, but by all means, use my training site. Use any of the documents and trainings for your own team. Make it your own, but definitely don't feel like you have to reinvent the wheel. And so number four tip is to get disciplined and be organized. Get disciplined and be organized. That's my number four tip for finding work-life balance. So first of all, what I want to say with this one is that when it comes to working this business, because you're going to be so disciplined, that means when it's time to work your business, it's time to build a fortress around your focus. And that's a quote from Shalane, build a fortress around your focus, meaning no interruptions. So put the phone away. If you're going to be composing a post that you really want to focus on what you're saying, instead of it taking you an hour to compose it because you've got a gazillion interruptions and your phone's going off and next thing you know you're in the kitchen eating and or whatever, make sure that you kind of seclude yourself and you can, as much as possible, you remove yourself from interruptions. Now, when you're a stay-at-home mom, I know that it's very, very tough. I remember when my son was a toddler and how tough that was to have any moments that were uninterrupted. So I know that's tough. And even still to this day, it is very, very tough for me to get more than a few minutes of uninterrupted time. But as much as possible, build a fortress around your focus and turn off your phone or put your Facebook, you know, close out your Facebook, whatever it takes, so that you can get focused on what you need to get done. Here's the other thing. You need to have a heart-to-heart with your family. When it comes to building this business, let's say you become successful. It would be the worst thing in the world if you become successful and your family members feel like they've lost you. Your spouse, your kids, you've got to make family first. Family has to be first. And so have a heart-to-heart with them, and so that you guys can come to be on the same page in terms of what you're doing with this time that you're, where it looks like you just have your nose in your phone all the time or your nose in your computer. Make sure they're involved in what's going on and what you're doing and why you're doing it and how long it's going to take and what it's going to take. And I know some of you don't have support from family members. I know that. And that is tough. That is tough. But if you can be patient and try and be strong through that, and I know it's not easy, but the more that family members understand how this works and what's going on, the more receptive they're going to be to it. You have to have a heart-to-heart and let them know, look, you know, during this time, I'm going to work my business. And I definitely, when I was working full-time, I definitely tried to work my business when it wasn't going to interrupt with any kind of family time. So I did a lot of work for my business very late at night and very early in the morning and definitely on weekends very early in the morning. That's when I was able to fit it in and not feel like I was taking away from family time. But are there times, even to this day, where I have to seclude myself from the family and get something done? Of course. I'm not going to tell you, no, you know, I just I never have any conflict. I'm never, you know, torn between family and work. No, of course I am. There, of course, are times. This is a huge business that we have, and there are times where there's a conflict. It's like, okay, well, this is going on, but this is going on at the same time. It's going to happen. Realize that part of having balance, work-life balance, is understanding that not everything is going to be in balance perfectly all the time. It's not. There are going to be a day or two here and there where you're pushing towards a goal so hard and things are out of balance. But then, you know, the next day you're, you know, out to lunch with your spouse or whatever, and you're making up for it. So there is that give and take. There's no doubt about it. But what I'm saying is, you know, make sure that the family understands. For example, like we have a, you know, a drive to the cottage. And so if I know during that drive I need to just respond to a few emails and text messages, I'll let my husband and son know, look, just so you guys know, I'm going to have to respond to some messages once we get in the car. It's going to take me like a half an hour, the first half hour of the drive. Then they know, and they don't feel like they're being ignored or excluded. I don't know if you've ever been around someone where they were just looking at their phone the whole time. It's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling. I've been on the other end of that. And you feel like you're being ignored. You feel like you're not important. And you don't know what that person's doing on the phone. You don't know if they're just like randomly scrolling a newsfeed or what they're doing. But if your family knows, look, I have to respond to these very important messages and these emails or whatever, it's going to take me about this much time, they will be so much more receptive to that. So have that have that communication. And then the other thing is sticking to scheduled hours as much as possible. And for those of you that have team members, having scheduled calls. I mean, my team members know they can obviously schedule a conference call with me, but if they were to just call me out of the blue, I don't do, because I know a call out of the blue from a coach, even though they might think it's a quick question and it should take 5 minutes, I know me, it'll take me an hour to explain it. I just know me. And so a five-minute call can turn into an hour. So we schedule everything. Everything is scheduled out. Same with your workouts. You've got to be scheduling your workouts and not missing your workouts. And so the other thing, the other tip with getting disciplined and being organized, little tip with challenge groups. Challenge groups can really soak up a lot of your time. So my tip with challenge groups is to set your settings within the group so that only you as the admin can post. So at the top right of the group, you'll see where you can edit settings, and I make it so only myself as the admin can post. That way, when I go to check in each day to my challenge group, I'm not scrolling through post after post after post after post just to find out what all has been posted within a particular day. So I do it where I post each night asking how they did with fitness and nutrition, and I give my tip of the day. They all comment beneath that, and they can post pictures, they can post sweaty selfies, they can post recipes. It's all really the same information. It just makes it so much easier for me to manage my time by just going in there once each day for, you know, 10, 15 minutes and commenting back to them, and I can see at a glance everyone who has reported in. Saves a lot of time. The other thing with getting organized and being disciplined is scheduling posts. And that's a part of having work-life balance too, because there are times in the day where you just don't have time to post, but you know you should post. And so if you have a like page, that's something you can do, is you can schedule posts from a like page. Now, I know someone recently asked me, do you get as good of traction? Now, I don't use Hootsuite to schedule those posts. I'm actually scheduling them from my like page. And those posts have gotten good traction. Mostly they are quotes that, you know, I've used WordSwag, the app on my iPhone called WordSwag. And you can go to my like page, facebook.com/Janelle Summers, and you can see some of the quotes that I have. This is a picture of a quote and how, I don't know if you guys can see how the kind of reach that they're getting and how many shares they're getting, but some of them have gotten really, really good traction. So I do think that scheduling posts is very effective, and I like to do that a lot of times for evening posts, because I know, you know, 9 o'clock hour is really prime time for Facebook, but that's also prime time for family. You know, so there are a lot of times where I'll just have a scheduled post, and that just eases my mind knowing that every week I have a certain number of scheduled posts. And so my last and final tip with finding work-life balance is to relax. Don't sweat the small stuff. There's not going to be perfect balance with anything you do. There's always going to be that give and take. I just want you to learn how to manage it better, and learn how to not let small things stress you out. Don't dwell on negative things. I mean, when I see coaches that spend who knows how long composing a ranting type post in a Facebook group, and then they're commenting back and forth, and I'm like, I know this post had to have taken this coach at least taken an hour of time out of this coach's time. They could have helped 10 people in that hour where they just were ranting and complaining about this one incident that happened. And I know there are frustrating things that happen in our businesses. I know that. But we don't have time to dwell on them. There's just no time for that. It doesn't do anyone good, especially when it's just one or two incidents here and there. Focus on the positive. Move forward very quickly after you fall. You will fall. You will fail. You will make mistakes. You will have days where you're just like, I don't know if this is going to work. I mean, I remember when I was new in my business, and I remember there were certain days where I was like, okay, there's got to be a secret. That's just it. There's got to be a secret. I clearly remember thinking that at times, because I was working very hard to fit this in, and I was working very consistently, and things hadn't really taken off with momentum yet. And like I said at the beginning of this call, your first 6 months to a year, that's kind of how you feel. And I definitely felt that way too. But you have to realize you have to just keep moving forward like a freight train that cannot be stopped. You're on a mission to on your own fitness journey and to help other people along the way, the willing. You are working with the willing, and there's going to be a whole huge majority who are not willing, who will flake, who will cancel, who will tell you they're going to do something and then they don't, who will hurt your feelings. It's all going to happen. The quicker you learn to pick yourself up and move forward, the better you're going to do. There are lots of things out of your control. There is no sense in focusing on any of those things. So don't dramatize them and don't dwell on them. You cannot please everyone. You cannot do everything. Even if you think you can, don't try, because it's too exhausting and you will not be the person. You will not have the mental energy, the emotional energy to be the best, you know, wife, dad, brother, sister, friend that you were meant to be to other people if you are trying to do that much for so many people all the time. So keep things simple. If ever you see something that other coaches are doing and you're thinking, okay, I need to do that because that's what everyone's doing, not necessarily. Tweak things so that they work for you. There are lots of things where I've been like, gosh, I guess I need to do this or I need to do that, or I've always done it this way, so I guess I have to continue doing it that way. No. Think about it. Make a change. If something is really, really not working, think about it. What will work? Be that person. Troubleshoot some of your own issues. Really troubleshoot some of your own issues so that this can fit better into your lifestyle. I mean, we all know the premise of this business is help as many people as you possibly can and create value in their life. So think of ways you can do that work for you. And definitely, you know, duplicating some of the content that you use on Facebook and using it on Instagram and using it on Pinterest and using it on YouTube, you know, definitely, you know, taking some of the valuable content that you already have and duplicating that in other areas so that you can spread that content into more places and reach more people and help more people without having to necessarily spend more time. So I hope that was helpful tonight. I will put this recording up in the Coach Success Facebook group within 24 to 48 hours. I really appreciate the time you spent on the call tonight. And please let me know if you have any questions. Please pass this on to your coaches. And with that, everyone, have a great night and a happy Memorial Day weekend. Good night. Bye-bye.